1490 WBCB, Levittown, Fairless Hills, Trenton.
Up 9 o'clock for a Monday as we move along here on WBCB. Yes, we move to the beyond. Messages from the beyond. So that is our inaugural show today. And we'll be talking to Kimberly, who's on the line with us. And welcome, Kimberly, here to WBCB.
Hi, how are you?
As we said, this is a perfect time to start the show. May the 4th be with you. And then some, huh?
I love it. That's great.
Yes. And you're on board here to sort of lay the groundwork. And you've been doing this for quite some time. How did you get interested in was it a calling or just something inside you that said, I've just got to do this? How did you get started? And tell us about yourself a little bit.
I don't know that anybody gets started. I think it's just part of who you are, and then you realize, oh, you know, not everybody has these things happening.
Yes, it's something very, very unique and very interesting to say the least. And exactly how do you approach people who call your line there, because you have a 1-844-511-7373. At psychicsource.com. So to sort of, do they have to brief themselves on their background or anything else, or do you do it strictly cold?
No, actually. And we have a phone service there, and we also have a chat service, and mm-hmm. I do a lot more of the chat service. I actually prefer to know nothing about the person. It gives me a cleaner read.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they both work the same exact way.
Yeah. Oh, they do? I would think is more information not the best way to go?
No, actually, it's not.
Okay.
Because you know what? I hear what I'm supposed to give, what information I'm supposed to give.
I've got you. Okay. Hey, let's say we got some phone calls ready to go. You want to take a whack at a couple before we get rolling here just a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Jim, I would love that. Yeah, bring it on.
All right, let's do it. And let me see. I'm going to punch one up right here. And Raymond, you're up with Kimberly on the Psychic Source here on WBCB. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Raymond. I'm calling just to get see what you see for me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you say that again, Raymond? I can't hear you very well.
I just called to see, did you want me to get you a specific question, or?
You have a specific question, that would be wonderful.
Okay. I was wondering about my love life. It's a friend of mine's named Michelle, and I was wanting to know if you see anything for me and her.
She's got some depression stuff going on, huh, Raymond?
I didn't hear you.
Depression, Eric? Depression?
She's got a lot of depression energy around her. She's real frustrated about life right now. What I'm hearing, she tends to like to be alone for the time being. Be a friend. Be a friend, yeah. And that will work to your advantage. She's got a lot of sadness around her.
Okay.
All right.
It actually will work to your advantage because building that friendship will turn into more.
Okay. So you see us going out on a date?
I'm sorry, say it again?
Do you see us going out on a date?
Should you take her out on a date? Be her friend right now.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Ray. All right, let's move along. And Andy, you're next up with Kimberly. Go ahead. Kimberly, are you there?
Yes, of course.
Kimberly, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me? Hello?
Okay. Andy, I'm sorry. Andy, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Okay, go ahead. Now we got you hooked up. Andy, go ahead. Talk to Kimberly.
Okay, I was just wondering, what do you see between me and the guy I like in the future?
Something in the future?
Okay.
I'm a little...
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah?
Yeah, Andy, what would
Hi.
You... Repeat what you just said, please.
Okay, but I'm just asking, like, what do you see between me and the guy I like in the future?
I see that you'll actually have a very traditional relationship. There's a lot of caution there. There's a wonderful emotional connection that will grow between the two of you. I believe it's him that's just come out of an ending. So that has to just push through. But you will have a traditional relationship with this person, long term.
Okay, so you see us together.
Correct.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for taking the time. 215-949-3232 to connect with Kimberly. I just thought of a question, Kimberly. How about use of dreams? Is that a key at all in the dreams that come up? Or you may have seen or thought you heard a loved one in dreams, anything? Is there something to that at all?
Oh, absolutely. We communicate all of the time in our dream state.
Okay.
We have dream time, and then we have time that we travel and communicate and work with our guides.
I mean, because you get lost loved ones or maybe a recent passing of a relative. It seems like it's on your mind, and seems to lead.
I don't know, Jim, if it's so much on our minds as much as when our relatives come in to visit with us, and there's just a thin dimensional wall. They are coming into our space, and most of the time, if you're distracted and all of a sudden your relative is in your mind, it's them.
Yeah.
That's your cue to know that they're visiting you.
Right. I mean, and it can happen at any time. Just a personal experience here before we take a break here. I was hospitalized a little over 20 years ago with heart failure. And my son was only 6 months old, and boy, I didn't know what the heck was going to happen, and I was afraid to go to sleep that night, and all of a sudden in a dream my father appeared, who had passed away many years before, and from then on I think I was okay. For some reason it just happened, and I don't know why. I don't know, I can't explain it. But then about 2 years later my daughter was born, so I guess maybe there's something, other forces at work, I guess, huh?
Oh, there's always other forces at work.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to know there's just that thin dimensional wall. That, you know, everything is right here, right in the air.
Yeah, and on the air as well. So let's get another call going here, and let's check in with Patty. You're up with Kimberly. Go ahead.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, how are you? How can I help you out?
Hi, I was hoping to connect with a lost loved one. Myself and my partner have suffered the loss of four very wonderful people in the past year, and I was just hoping to connect with any of them.
Okay, immediately as you're talking, I have someone who passed in their 20s. Is that one of them that you're looking for?
No, but I suspect I know who that is.
Wow.
I have them. They're dressed pretty casual, darker hair.
Okay.
And it happened, they died suddenly. Like, I'm out of breath immediately as I'm talking to you.
Yes.
So in other words, it wasn't through a cancer, it was right. It was through something that happened traumatically.
Yes.
Okay, I also have behind them a heavyset woman that comes in, like pear-shaped.
Okay.
Older, for the most part, wore shoulder-length straight hair.
Okay.
I want to say like a polyester suit, so that's like what, the 70s? Must have passed, 70s, 80s?
Okay. I know who that is.
Yeah, wear the platform shoes that go along with it, too.
No, I actually can't see that. I'm more focused on the dazzling polyester suit. So, it's cute because that's what she felt best presented herself as. So that's where she's showing us who she is, which is adorable. Okay, now did she pass from the heart?
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to disconnect and see who else along the line I can get for you. Was somebody somebody died as under 6 months old, like a baby? She's showing me a baby.
Not,
she's actually got the baby. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Ooh, no. But the I think the person you picked up on earlier, the with the dark hair that died tragically or suddenly or however you put it, she did die at the same, well, she was in an accident, and she was holding an infant at the time who was 6 months old, who did pass away as a result of that accident.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what's interesting is this gal, and is she your aunt, the one with the polyester suit? She's holding a baby right now.
No, she's not my aunt. She's a very, if you said she was older.
Right, right. Well, she's showing me herself as linked to you very tightly.
Okay. All right. That's probably a very close friend I had in the 70s and 80s.
But she was like family to you? Did she consider
yes.
you? Okay, that's why she's coming in as an aunt. She comes in right behind you, but not as mom or dad.
Right.
But she's actually holding that baby right now. There's been babies that have been born into the family since then, into that family, because she shows me the baby came back in.
Okay. All right. I can see that. Can I ask you about somebody in particular?
Please, yes.
Okay. I was wondering about my sister-in-law who passed away 2 weeks ago. I was wondering if you can tell me, I'm sure she's okay on the other side, but what can you tell me? You know, how did she find everybody she was looking for?
I love, yes, they found her, actually. There's still a little bit of that, that jumbled sort of a feeling when I tap into her. She knew she was passing, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Just getting comfortable, there's that feeling of getting acclimated still. Now, why she passed, was it from, I want to say it was, like, I have this intense pain that comes from my heart up through my throat. So, and it doesn't feel like lack of air.
She had a multitude of problems as a result of a double lung transplant 10 years ago.
Okay, so at the end, she may not have had enough oxygen because I'm completely just like my head feels all over the place when I'm her.
Right.
She's
a lot of things going on.
yeah. But the funny thing is it was all really from the chest up. The bottom part of her was okay because everything is in my upper body right here. She's settled in. She's got a lot of, did she have anything to do with the farm ever? Or her family?
Not a farm, no.
But there's this setting of, you know, where you have a lot of land that I'm seeing in the background.
Her childhood? Probably Colorado. You know, they spend a lot of time hiking. Well, they did spend a lot of time hiking and out in nature and things like that.
Where there was a lot of open air. Okay.
Yes.
That's what she's showing me, a lot of open land. She's very settled in. And now were you part of helping her at the very end there?
No, only moral support for my two nieces.
And they're going to be okay, you know.
Yes, that's great. That's what I wanted. Thank you so much, Kimberly.
You're
I
welcome.
Really appreciate it. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
All right. I think we're going to have we have another caller here coming up, but I think we'll take a break, sort of get your breath a little bit, okay? And we'll come right back, okay? Thanks a lot, Kimberly. Hang on with us.
Great. Thank you.
And this is Messages from Beyond here on WBCB. You can reach Kimberly at 1-844-511-7373 or at psychicsource.com. Make sure to use the promo code WBCB Radio for a special new customer offer.
Water when you don't have to. Lugging heavy gallons of water from the grocery store to your business or home can be a hassle. Now there's a solution right at your fingertips. Cold Spring Water Company has been providing door-to-door service in the Delaware Valley for over 20 years. Now you too can benefit from the service by dialing 1-800-233-9658. 1-800-233-9658. Cold Spring Water Company, making sure your water is safe and clean. 1-800-233-9658 for the Cold Spring Water Company.
McFadden's at Citizens Bank Park is open year-round and has become the area's premier sports and dining destination. McFadden's at the ballpark is the perfect venue to meet pre-game, post-game, or to watch the game, even when your favorite team is out of town. And during Phillies games, enjoy $3 Bud and Bud Light drafts after the seventh inning. McFadden's is the home of the cheese steak nachos. McFadden's at the third base gate at Citizens Bank Park. On the web at McFaddensBallpark.com.
I SEPTA Philly.
I SEPTA Philly.
Your SEPTA Philly?
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Route 124.
Route 23.
I SEPTA Philly, the 17 to training.
Jenkintown.
To her house.
His house.
To Betsy's house.
City Hall.
FTC.
Delco. Media.
To work.
To school.
To the mall.
Abuelas.
Broad Street.
To the game.
I SEPTA Philly.
Anywhere.
Messages from beyond. You can reach Kimberly at 1-844-511-7373 or at psychicsource.com. Make sure to use the promo code WBCB Radio for a special new customer offer. And we do have Kimberly here. Got your breath a little bit. We're off and running here big time with a lot of stuff going on out there. So are you ready to go for round two, Kimberly?
Absolutely, Jim.
All right, let's check in and check things out with Lisa, who's next up with Kimberly. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hi there. A man that I was involved with for several years passed in July, just very suddenly, and I've had this a really hard time with it, and I feel like I have gotten some signs and stuff from him, but I was just wondering if you could connect with him and anything you would want to tell me.
Yes, okay. First thing that comes up in high, by the way, did he have anything to do with camping?
No.
Or anything outside that has to do with that?
No, he was in motorsports broadcasting.
In what? I'm sorry, say it again?
Motorsports broadcasting.
Okay. There was something to do, would he camp out for that?
No, but I mean, obviously a lot of fans and stuff would.
Okay. That was the first thing that came up around as soon as you started talking, but it related directly to him. And he was very connected to his mother, as soon as I heard as well?
Well, his mother passed years before I met him.
Okay. And he had a likeness to her, as far as physically. You've seen pictures of her?
Yes.
He's with her. I'm not sure what the camping thing is. I'm hopefully, because it just keeps coming up. I can't actually make it go away. And I'm trying to see what he's been leaving for you. I want to say metal or coins.
Okay.
Have you noticed that?
No, not really. Not that yet. I'm pretty much into this whole thing. I feel like he was very into old classic cars. And actually, I was having a really bad day one day, and I'm in Indiana. He had sold a car to a man in Michigan, the car that he had when I first met him. And I was going to work, and I came around the corner, and there was like a whole club of this particular car he had, and it was one that looked just like his. And so I got out, went over and looked at it, and a guy came up behind me, and he said, "Oh, are you a fan?" I said, "Oh, well, not really, just someone I was with." And he goes, and he called it, he said, "It was his car." And I said, "Oh, no, he sold to a man in Michigan." He said, "I got a divorce and moved back this summer. It was his car." And so I felt like that was a definite sign from him.
Oh, that's absolutely a definite sign. And that's from more than him. That's like a combination of your guides as well, just to align you, to let you know. But he's definitely dropping more specific hints, and it's definitely around money. So it'll be around coins.
Okay. Is there anything you think he would want to tell me? I mean, it was very sudden. I had spoke with him. My mother had a really bad fall and had broken her femur on Friday. He helped me get her car back home on a Sunday, and he just was gone on Monday.
Just thank you. Just thank you, and you gave him clarity about that he needed to learn how to trust in life.
Mm-hmm.
And that he'll stay with you. You have, he's going to bring somebody to you, actually. He said 2 years from now. But thank you for all the clarity you gave him. You helped him trust.
Awesome.
But, you know, it was his time to go, you know? He wasn't aware of that, though.
No, I think it was sudden. I just, he wasn't very happy, I think, here lately. So I think that was part of it, too.
Yeah. He's okay now, though. He's with his mom, and he's helping you out as much as he can. He's got some learning to do there.
Okay.
But you helped him out a tremendous amount, whether you're aware of it or not.
Awesome. And lastly, I just want to know if you think my job is stable.
Yes, it is stable. There's some there's some rocking of the boat, but you're stable.
There's some rocking. Yeah, it's the time of year we're going through what we're going through here. So yeah, it kind of happens every year at this time.
Yeah, but you're just kind of tucked away. You're safe, and it'll be fine for you. You're not. There's no concern there around you.
Well, thank you so much.
He's going to help you 2 years from now. You'll see.
Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, yes. So talking about money, a job, that would certainly qualify. No question about that. All right, let's continue to roll on here. And Tina, you're next. Tina, you're next up with Kimberly. Go ahead.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Tina?
I'm good. Thank you. I just have a question. I met a man almost a year ago, and I've never quite had a connection with him like this. And we've kind of gone through an on again, off again. And I just want to know if you kind of feel that we are going to have a future. And if so, when is he going to be back in my life? If not, if I should just like let him go and cut him loose.
Yes, you have a future with him right now. You want to work on cutting him loose in your mind the best you can, which is not going to be easy. You have such a strong soul connection that you hear him, he wakes you up. He's the first person you think of. So you're looking at September, October. The reason why this couldn't be, there's more growth that has to take place on his part.
Okay.
So as soon as he's able to have a little bit life lessons, he'll be right back next to you. So it's rough for you, though. I see it. It's like plaguing you.
Is it love for him, though? Because I feel like he ran from it because he's had a lot of traumatic relationships in the past, and I felt like he wasn't prepared for the kind of woman that I am, which I think I'm kind of awesome. And I think he just ran from it. So is that what he's doing?
Yeah, so why don't you look at it this way? And you are awesome. So to get him to do his work, okay? So
okay.
Let's be his guides. To get him to do his work, we sort of have to put these blinders on him and get him through the obstacle course of lessons of life. So it's not, you know, you're there in his subconscious, but he has got some things he has to learn to be at your level. So, okay. You know, it stinks for you because you've been working hard your whole life. Yeah. So, you know, September, October, he'll be back and he'll stay. So,
okay. I already kind of sent him like a goodbye letter and told him when he gets his act together, come back, and hopefully I'm available. You sense that I'll be available for him and he'll be back in that time, September, October.
Absolutely, and good for you. That wasn't easy to send.
It wasn't. How do you sense that he received that letter? Like, was it good? Was he angry? I just want to make sure he's okay.
Well, you know, it did what it was supposed to. It devastated him, but it's given him enough sadness to want more. So it was perfect that you sent it. And okay. Now your job right now is just to trust that he's getting his lessons and just keep yourself positive and busy. When things are meant to be, the universe has a way of opening them up. So I'm not concerned that you would not be available or that he wouldn't meet you in that place.
Okay. And then I just have one more question, because I know you probably have other callers. Just like the last caller, do you sense any change in movement for me for my job?
Is it career week?
I know, right?
I don't sense anything. The only thing I sense with your job is a lot of frustration, and it's to me, it's one of those that you have to actually push yourself.
Okay.
You know? So it's just, I'm not worried about it on the end of you losing your job as much as you want to just kind of regroup your mind so that you like it again.
Okay.
You know, it's like you wake up and you're like, oh no, I have to go to work, you know? You want to love your job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're absolutely right, but I actually want out as well. But that's a good way to look at it as well, you know, to kind of...
Well, you know what? As soon as you kind of shift your belief in it, you'll have openings that'll come so that you'll have other opportunities.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, and thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, Tina. Thank you for taking the time. I appreciate it, and I'm glad you didn't send him a text. That probably would have been... That would have probably been bad, but anyway, thank you.
No.
Okay, thank you. I don't know the way of the world, I'm telling you. Yes, keep it personal around here. I'm glad they didn't use modern technology. They went old school on you. That's good. 215-949-3232. Talker to Kimberly at psychicsource.com. And let me see. I got another phone call. And it's Kim. Okay, Kim, you're up with the Kimberly. Kim, you're up with Kimberly. Okay, go ahead. Kim, are you there?
Hi, Kim.
No, hi. I'm here. I guess I just want to understand what's going on with someone I had an intense connection with back in September. And he was just in and out, and every time we connected, it was just very intense. And then it kind of fell by the wayside. And then in December, it fell by the wayside. You know, it was really, really good, and then it just dropped off. And I think of him randomly, and when I think of him, it's very, very intense. It's as though I could feel like he's thinking of me.
And you are exactly right, and that is exactly what's happening. This one, they just feel so defeated by life, frustrated, defeated, but they're holding on to you, and that's part of why you keep... It's almost like they're holding on to your coat, and they just keep pulling on it, you know? As far as getting back together with this person, I have somebody else that's going to be coming into your life, but this one is going to pull on you for some time ahead.
So the one that's pulling on me now, is he going to resurface?
He will resurface, but he's not your happily ever after.
I get it.
So the connection that you have, because he's not willing to really get his act together, I don't know if there's like a lot of drinking or there's something there that he's a little bit frustrated and checked out. He's not really willing to do the work. So there's somebody else coming for you to be with you?
Oh, yay.
I know that's not what you wanted to hear, but I wanted to tell you the truth.
It's all very confusing. I feel like it's not just one from my past that's pulling on me. I feel like it's three from my past that's pulling on me. And it's hard to define which one it actually is, but it is what it is. Maybe you have to go through the old to get to the new. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm looking at it. If I took all of them from the past and I merged them together, they're still not good enough for you.
No, and I get
right?
it. I get it.
Yeah, they don't even make one full partner.
No, they don't, actually. They don't. They're all still missing that one component. That's right.
But here's the common thread. The common thread to all of them is you taught all of them what love was. So that's why they pull on you as well. So you know, just wish them well in your mind and be excited that you have someone new coming.
All right, so that's great. And can you tell me anything about work?
Anything about work?
Because I'm not working now.
Yeah, there was some emotional stuff that tied into that with work that became not so good for you. I have something coming up, but we're looking more temporary work, and it looks like the end of June, July.
The temporary work is going to be June, July, or temp work?
Well, I have temporary work, so I feel like you're doing a little this and a little that, but it'll be more consistency by then. But you had some struggles, it looks like, that were not your fault, where it was tied into work.
Ain't that the truth?
You know, like some unnecessary harassment, yeah. that really did a number on you. But you have that coming up. So you'll be comfortable with work June, July, where you feel like you have a new start again.
So I guess it's just that he's fighting my unemployment. I guess that's what my fear is, the fighting of the unemployment.
I see you able to make money on the side. I see you having opportunities to make a few dollars here and a few dollars there. So I'm not worried about you financially.
All right, fair enough, Kimberly. Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Thank you, Kim. All right. Well, we got that and labor lawyers and everything else going on here. It's crazy. So we're going to have Perry Mason come on here the next hour, for crying out loud. 215-949-3232. Let's keep it rolling. Ellen, up next with Kimberly. Take it away.
Yes, hi. Thank you. Hi, Kimberly. This is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. How are you?
My question is... I have horses, and I have a dog, and a home, which I have to relocate. Will I be relocating to a good place in the near future?
You actually will be. A little bit of struggle to get there. Okay. It'll go real quick, and you have help. It's a water sign male that will help you with this.
Okay.
I don't know if they're paid to do this, like realtor or something like that, but there's a water sign male who's actually going to bring you from one place to the next, so you'll be fine.
Okay. That is good. Is this place nearby, or is this a distance away?
No, it's local. It's not a big move at all.
Okay, all right. And following that, will eventually I get to my goal, which is out of state?
You will, but you have a few years still with that.
Okay.
You're looking about 3 years for that.
Okay.
But you have, there's a little frustration around all of this with your current move, but it will go fine.
Okay. That sounds very good.
Sounds like the casinos in Atlantic City. Am I wrong? No, I think I am. All right. Thank you so much, Ellen. I appreciate it.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much, Kimberly.
All right. Yes, keep it coming here. 215-949-3232. I'd say, Kimberly, a lot of interesting questions and circumstances, boy, including jobs and legal and transfer. And boy, you've run the gamut from A to Z so far, it looks like, right?
Well, that's just regular life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
there's a lot of people that are out there struggling. You know?
Yeah, just wanted to be because it's your insight there, and I know it. Maybe to the listener, this is a little bit different, but the pause is there. You're trying to either gather some information or to come up with something, and they're not quite sure how to communicate it. I'm here trying to wait it out here, and sometimes. I'm just not used to this kind of thing here. So the one woman was talking about the stress and all this other stuff. I said, boy, maybe she should be in broadcasting. You know, that can be a hassle at the same time as well. 215-949-3232. Let's see if we can get another one in here. And Geneva. Okay, I think that's the name. Geneva, you're up with Kimberly. Go ahead.
Hello, hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Geneva. How are you?
Hi, my name is Janina.
Oh, I'm sorry. It looks like how do you pronounce it? It looks like how do you pronounce it?
It's J-A-L.
Okay.
E-L-A.
Geneva. Okay. Well, we won't go into semantics. Go ahead. You just talk to Kimberly, and I'll stay out of it. Okay. Thank you.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today, Geneva?
I wanted to ask about my current boyfriend.
About a boyfriend?
Yeah, my current boyfriend, Fuad.
Okay, your current boyfriend you wanted to ask a question about?
Yeah, he broke up with me yesterday, and we've been together for 5 years. We're supposed to get married this year.
Okay, and you will be getting married. You will get back together. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, the thing is, I have issues with his family. His family, they don't like me too much. We actually fight a lot. But I'm really concerned that even if we got married and, like, he came back to me, that I would eventually live at his place, like, with his family.
If you got that, say that again, please. I mean, I see you will get married, and I see they will learn to stay out of your business more than they do now. They interfere, correct?
I'm sorry?
They interfere?
A lot, yes.
Yeah, they will. He will make the choice to be with you, and they will learn to back off. Unfortunately, you have to go through this for him to realize he could lose you.
Okay. If we got back together, and even if we got married, my other concern, which is my main concern, is that he wants us to live with his family, like in the same house.
Oh, yeah. I don't see you living in that same house with them. He basically has to make a choice between moving forward and seeing a kid. He'll make the decision.
Okay, so I'm going to stand my ground on this, and
yeah,
I'm just gonna
you
wait
have
until
to
he comes back. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And my other question is related to my work and career. I'm going to finish my MBA in a few months.
Okay.
And I'm not really satisfied with my current job, and I'm applying.
Okay, so you want to know when you'll get a job that you'll use your MBA for?
Yes, both. Even if my MBA influences my job
or not, but do you see me getting a better job soon?
I'm not sure I'm understanding the question, but I can tell you what I hear is the month of December.
December.
Correct. And this would be after you're supposed to get married prior to that, right?
Yeah, we're supposed to.
Yeah. You'll get married first, and then the job that you're seeking will be in December. You also have a move coming up, too, with your husband.
To be, that is.
To be, correct, yeah. That all of this will take place, you know, from October to December. You'll move a little bit further away from his family as well.
Okay.
Like outside the city or outside the country?
Not out of the country, no. I'm sure you wish you could move out of the country. No, just about an hour or so outside of where they are.
Okay, that's good.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you, Geneva. Yes, you got to. You see, getting her MBA and her MRS degree all in the same year, right? So there you go, getting married. All right, hang in there, Kimberly. We're going to take a break and come back for part three. Just take a breath here. Thank you so much. Hang on. You can reach Kimberly at 1-844-511-7373 or at psychicsource.com. Be sure to use the promo code WBCB Radio for a special new customer offer. We'll come right back in a moment.
Business is blooming in Northeast Philadelphia on Wednesday, May 6th from 2 till 6. Visit the Greater Northeast Philadelphia Chamber of Commerce Crown Holdings 93rd Business Expo at Holy Family University, Frankfort and Grand Avenues in Northeast Philadelphia. WBCB will broadcast live from the Business Expo, presented by New Cortland Senior Services and Independence Blue Cross. Exhibitors will represent all major industries with plenty of giveaways and surprises. Former Phillies pitcher Tommy Green will be in attendance, meeting and greeting visitors. The expo is free and open to the public. For more information, call 215-332-3400 or visit gnpcc.org.
You won't see termites crawling across your floor, but thousands might be devouring the wood in your walls, weakening the structure of your home. For over 50 years, Termite Proofing and Pest Control of the Delaware Valley has been in the exterminating business. If you think you have a pest problem, they're the experts. Call them today at 215-639-5455. That's 215-639-5455 for TPPC. Termite Proofing and Pest Control of the Delaware Valley gives your home or business peace of mind, knowing your pest problem is in their hands. Located at 1560 Bristol Pike in Bensalem, they use only EPA-approved material applied by licensed technicians. Call Termite Proofing and Pest Control of the Delaware Valley at 215-639-5455.
Hi, this is Smiling Lou Powers, here to invite you to join us every Wednesday as we broadcast Sunshine Music Memories live from the Philadelphia Protestant home in the Northeast. We'll be playing the music that you remember in a setting you will love. Philadelphia Protestant home is located at 6500 Tabor Road in the Northeast. And Gabe Martini and I will be there live every Wednesday, 10 a.m. till noon. Come out and listen, dance, and make some new friends. Sunshine Music Memories live from the Philadelphia Protestant home every Wednesday at 10 a.m.
It's Messages from Beyond with Kimberly today at 1-844-511-7373 or at psychicsource.com. Be sure to use promo code WBCB Radio for a special new customer offer. Right now, our phone lines are jumping here at 949-3232. Kimberly, how are you enjoying it so far, huh?
Oh, I'm having a great time.
Oh, that's good.
I'm having a great time, Jim.
You're ready for some more, huh?
All absolutely.
Right. All right, we got... Okay. We have Krista. You're next up with Kimberly. Go ahead. You're on.
Hi, Krista. So my question is, me and my husband are trying to have our second baby, and I was just wondering if you see that happening anytime soon.
Yes, absolutely. That baby will be here by next June.
Okay.
So So it's in progress.
Okay. And then my husband's also applying for a new job. I was wondering if you see him getting that or anything.
Yeah, he will get it. Did he have any affiliation to, I saw like fireman came up right away. I don't know if that has to do with somebody in his family or with him. He will be getting that job, the job he's looking for.
Okay.
Yeah, you have a lot of nice changes that are coming up.
Okay.
Did you have any other questions?
Nope, that's all.
That's more than enough.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yes, you'll have another tax deduction there and your taxes there. So get that one going, too. But that's good luck. Hopefully all will work out. All right, let's move on. 215-949-3232. And Barb, you're next up with Kimberly. Go ahead.
Hi, Barb.
Hi, Kimberly. Thank you for taking my call this morning. My question is in regards to my career. I've been applying for full-time jobs now for a few months, and I'd like to ask you when you see me being back to work for working full-time in one of these positions I've applied for.
Full-time, where you want to be is August. I know that's really far from now for you, but August is when you're set up.
Okay. You don't see me.
Did you have some stuff going on with your dad? There's a delay here, and it looks like it had to do with that.
Okay. All right. I mean, you know, I'm worried, okay? I'm very worried about my situation because I am working a part-time job to get some money coming in, but it's not going to cover my bills. And I'm applying like crazy, and I feel helpless at the moment. So
you will have help from other people, but I see you being able to make your bills. What I'm being told is there were some family things that needed attention, so that's why you needed to be doing part-time right now, and you will be fine. Please trust that.
Okay, well, I appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
Where are you from? Are you from the Midwest?
Yeah, I'm from Illinois.
I thought, when you're in broadcasting, you check the accents. Well, good luck wherever you go, okay? Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for taking my call.
She must be rubbing off, Kimberly, on this stuff. I picked up that accent and everything. That's pretty good. All right. We continue on here. And Jane, next up, go for it here with Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to...
Hi.
I have a job currently, but it's not the right fit. It's causing health problems, and I'm trying to get out of it, and I want to know if something new is going to be coming soon.
You have something that's actually coming in almost immediately.
Sorry?
You have something coming in very quickly for you.
Okay. Is it doing the same type of work that I'm doing working, and is it with the recruiter that I'm working with now?
It's already in motion, and it's part of your job a lot of communication or a lot of networking? There's that symbol is being shown to me.
It is, but it's also a lot of stress, and it's very negative, which is what's causing the health problems.
You have a new situation that comes up almost immediately. It's a much better situation for you, and that will be this month.
Okay, do you see it coming in the next couple weeks?
I do. I see it coming in, as I said, almost immediately. So it could be as soon as this week.
Right, because I have a recruiter who's working with me on one position, and I'm wondering if that's going to be it. Because I'm exhausted looking for work.
Yeah, it appears as though it's something you've already connected to, so that sounds correct. But it's almost immediately for you that you'll be doing this next position.
And so will I stay in that job for a long time, or will I move on to something else?
You stay there for quite some time. There's actually, through this next job, there's a partnership you have with a friend that'll be a lifelong friend. So in this next section of your life, there's a lot of people you'll have for quite some time. They'll feel like family to you. So you will stay there for some time.
Okay, and is that a job that's working from home?
I see. They're not showing me so much home as much as there's a lot of communication, a lot of networking. You branch out, and you have these relationships, this one in particular that feels like family. So it's once you start it, you feel like you've been there forever. It'll feel like it's home to you.
Okay, so it sounds like it might be the one where I'm working with a recruiter now.
So that's what it feels like as well. But I can tell you, unlike some of the other callers, your new job is coming up very quickly.
Because I'm just going to have a heart attack if I don't, I swear. It's just the one I have now is horrible. Okay, can I ask another question?
Sure.
Does it look like I'm going to be meeting anybody of the opposite sex? You have to clarify that nowadays.
After this new job starts, you have this circle of friends that are coming in, and it's after that you will be. So
okay.
The order is not the way you want it, but it's going to work out perfectly because you're going to find yourself surrounded by all new people.
So it's going to be much, much better.
Okay. Anything is better than now.
I tell you, I was in the emergency room a couple of weeks ago, and I just don't want to go back there again.
Oh.
Okay, and this current job that I have, I'm not going to get fired, am I?
No, you're going on your own. You're not going to get fired. You'll be able to put in your notice pretty quickly.
All right, so then what you're telling me is not to worry.
Absolutely, do not worry, but I can see where it's got a good hold on you.
No, it's not, and I've been trying for a long time to get out, and nothing has. I'm just glad that this might happen. And can I ask one more question?
Sure.
My time up. I have a son. And he'll be graduating from university in 2 years, and I wanted to know where his next university will be. Will you be able to say anything about that?
What I can tell you, it's northeast of where he is now. That's what I'm being shown.
Northeast, so maybe Connecticut.
I'm not given a name. I'm just shown geographically. It's northeast of where he currently is. And there's no break in between. He'll go straight from one to the next.
And will I be going with him?
I don't see you going with him. No, I don't see you going with him.
Okay, so you see me staying where I am.
Around about where you are, you have other things you're going to be doing that you'll be very happy you'll be doing.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much, and I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Yes, but you'll be paying all that tuition, so that you cannot escape. No question about that, having the college-age kids, that's for sure. Let's see if we can get one more in there quickly, and we'll go with Alicia, I believe, is on for Kimberly. Go ahead. Is it Alicia?
Yes, Alicia.
Okay, this will be the last one, probably, just to fit it in. Okay.
Hi, Alicia.
How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Good. My question for you today is I have been dealing with this guy. We've had an off and on issues, just kind of growing, learning each other and different things. But we had a period where we stopped talking, and now we're finally connected again. And I just want to know if it will flourish into a great relationship, or is it going to flourish into just a stay a friendship?
What I'm hearing is go so super slow because there's so many trust issues that come up. And I'm hearing use your intuition on this. It will flow, absolutely, but use your gut. Your gut's good about it. You know, you always kind of know what you should do. You know, when something's not right, because there's some sneaky stuff in there I'm seeing. Once you get past all of that, it'll be fine. But it's almost like you have to defunct some of it, if that's a word.
Okay. And now is it another, is he dealing with another woman or?
It's not another woman. It actually has to do with more about him fabricating who he is, not being honest about who he is, not feeling secure enough to tell you, to really just lay it all out.
Okay.
You know, like he's not telling the whole truth about things around money, about what's really happened in his life.
So he has trust issues with me or vice versa?
No, it's you about him. I don't have anything coming up around you. It's about him not being able to really be honest about things in his life, not feeling good enough. Okay. But as you build the trust, that will resolve itself. He's not where he wanted to be in life.
Oh, okay.
So he
just need to take it slow.
Right.
And just kind of grow, trying to grow that trust with each other. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Once that happens, it will be fine. And then he'll be mad at himself for being so critical of himself for this whole time. You would have liked him anyway.
Right. Well, I do now, so, you know, I don't judge because I've been in hard times myself. So, you know, I would love for us to work together. But, you know, I know some people are reserved when they kind of get that way.
Right.
So
it's a shame because you really, he doesn't understand that you're very grounded. You're very easygoing.
Okay, but he does care about me, though. I don't have to worry about other women and other things like that.
No, not at all. That's not even an issue that comes up. It's just more about him being able to be who he is.
Right. Okay, well, I can get past that then.
Good for you.
Yeah, be patient. Okay, can I ask one more question? I don't want to
got about a minute.
Hold you up. I'm sorry?
We got about a minute. Go ahead.
Okay, I do want to ask you about career. I've been looking for, I just got my BA in business management a couple of months ago, and it's been kind of hard trying to get to a good position that I want, and I just want to know if, you know, when will things begin to flourish for me in that area?
You'll be working, you'll connect to, it's actually a family-owned company, something that has to do, you're looking at end of July, beginning of August, and then I can see it's just a family-run company. It's a big company, but that's what I'm given.
Okay. That's awesome. Okay, I look forward to that. I want to keep you up. Thank you so much. I feel so good today.
Good. I'm glad.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, boy, that's a hour of power going on out here. I'm telling you what, Kimberly, you hit the ground running today, so it's kind of a good start, don't you think? Feel pretty good about everything, right?
Absolutely.
That's right. 1-844-511-7373 or at psychicsource.com. Make sure you use the promo code WBCB Radio for a special new customer offer. A lot of eclectic mix there, a lot of great callers there. So good to have you along, and look forward to a long relationship here on BCB. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim.
I think we get, do we have your other cohort, Ricky, then comes in next week, or how does that work?
Yes, Ricky will be next Monday, yes.
Okay, very good. Hey, enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care, Jim.
Take care now.
Knows that building a stronger community starts with helping those in need. The annual Support a Veteran Roof giveaway gives new roofs to veterans nominated in the Bucks County area. Kangaroo Roof respects the men and women who have served our country, and we at Kangaroo Roof want to do what we can to say thank you to our veterans. Each summer, Kangaroo Roof does their part in thanking our veterans by donating a brand new roof on their home. Last year, we gave a roof to a Bucks County veteran, as well as building a ramp for a World War II vet. Kangaroo Roof is proud to serve the community by giving back to those who give so much. Please go to kangarooroofpa.com for a nomination form or call 215-752-6145.
At Independence Blue Cross, we think health insurance should be about keeping you healthy rather than just treating you when you're sick. What does that mean for you? We're leading the way by keeping you connected with the IBX mobile app, which gives you easy access to the things you need most, like your virtual ID card, health history, and benefit information. Because we believe it's easier to take control of your health when you're in the loop. Download the free app today for your iPhone or Android. Independence Blue Cross. Live fearless.